Here, New York City, outside Fordham University at Lincoln Center. This is in Midtown Manhattan. So this morning around 6 or 7 a.m., students in Fordham University here set up an encampment in the lobby of the campus. What are your thoughts on the media's and the politicians portraying these protests as being anti-Semitic?
Right, that's very important. You know, we were in attendance in front of Columbia, inside of City College, many times during the past couple of weeks, and we admire these brave students for standing up for justice, and we are here in support of the students, and especially now this new wave in Fordham, and we admire these students for standing up, and we are in support of them. And we are so disturbed when these students are being silenced and they are being attacked, criticized as anti-Semitic. This doesn't make any sense. This is false Zionist propaganda to manipulate the minds of the masses to blindly support Israel, and this is unfair. This is unfair for the students that deserve freedom of speech. This is unfair for the Palestinian people who deserve our voice to speak up. And guess what? This is unfair to the Jewish people. Because what is happening here is this conflation of anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, conflating Judaism with Zionism, which has no connection, because Judaism is a religion, nothing about politics, and Zionism as a political movement does not represent the Jewish people and certainly does not represent the Jewish religion. When you conflate the two, you make a statement. You are saying that all Jews support, God forbid, all these crimes committed to Palestine, and this is wrong. And this ends up by making all Jews accountable to all these crimes. And all of this is not only a catastrophe for the Palestinian people, but this is also a danger for the Jewish people. And we say, if you really are concerned for humanity, if you're concerned about the oppressed, you should speak up for Palestine. And if you're concerned about the Jewish people, you should stop the cause of this endless cycle of bloodshed, which is endangering everyone involved. The conflict, the root cause to the conflict here is not the difference of religion. We had differences of religion for the longest time. And we lived in peace in Palestine before the 1920s, before this movement of Zionism came in. It's the occupation of Palestine which is causing this endless cycle of bloodshed where everyone suffers. For the sake of everyone, we have to stop this in its entirety. Now, when we hear this slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free. True. This land should be free, this entire occupation should stop. But this is not about the annihilation of the Jewish people. Just stop the people and ask them, the people using this slogan. You know, I meet so many people complain about this slogan, from the river to the sea, being anti-Semitic, wanting to drive all the Jews into the sea. And I ask those people, did you ever approach any of those people using this slogan and ask them what this is all about? This is about the freedom of a people, of indigenous people that lived in the land, restore their rights, let the refugees return to the land, let the indigenous population choose their own government. And Jewish people would be far more safe with the Palestinian government than with this Israeli state of Israel, which is endangering everyone.
Absolutely. And what do you think about why the U.S. is so involved and they won't cut ties with, like, these universities? They rather have the cops come in and you know, beat on protesters and arrest them, and students, I mean, than rather cut ties with weapons manufacturers and cut ties with Israel. Why do you think that is?
Well, unfortunately, Zionist propaganda is massive. Intimidation is terrible. Whoever speaks up or whoever tolerates any opposition to Israel is, you know, intimidation is unbelievable, as we all know, especially these people involved in this pro-Palestinian activism, especially recently on campus. You just have to witness what happens on campus, which explains to you almost everything. Now, people ask sometimes, how come there's not those masses of millions of people in the United States standing up for Palestine? Here you have look what's happening on campus. This is the answer to everything. The question is, how come that these students are brave to overcome all this intimidation? This is shocking. This is encouraging. This should be a lesson to everyone. But listen, there's another thing also. We have mainstream media here in the United States and in other parts of the world. Unfortunately, so many people are totally misinformed, have no idea what's happening. We need alternative media. We need honest journalism. We need honest reporting, like you, like other people. We need this because people on the ground deserve to know better. They deserve to have the abilities, the capabilities of overcoming this massive propaganda. And we have to realize that, unfortunately, all of us are being misled to not only do harm or allow harm to others, but to endanger ourselves also. This is not in our interest as Jewish people. This is not our interest as Americans to blindly support Israel. This is against Almighty God. This is against humanity. This is against us all.
Rabbi Bara Elman. I'm adjunct faculty here at Fordham in the theology department, and I'm here to support the students and their right to protest, their right to demand transparency about university investments, their right to talk about their objection to this war in Gaza that's being funded by American tax dollars and American supported munitions.
And talk about, did you see what happened last night and what's been going on the past few weeks?
Yeah.
But especially last night with the NYPD coming out to get...
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the NYPD do this before. We saw it during Black Lives Matter protests. We saw it during the sanctuary protests. I was not up at Columbia, but I saw footage. I was appalled and horrified. And what's scary to me is that the hair trigger that the police are on right now can so easily jump into physical harm, and the fact that people are using this kind of force for what are essentially peaceful demonstrations. I mean, they're loud, yes. Is it upsetting some people in class that they can't hear? Perhaps. But these are peaceful demonstrations. They do not require this kind of militarized response. And I think that, unfortunately, what we're seeing is that it's, you know, the violence breeds the violence, and the recourse to policing becomes the default, and then it becomes the norm, and then it becomes the expectation. So I'm concerned that, you know, it's going to make things get more violent, and then people truly won't be safe. I don't think right now people have felt unsafe on this campus prior to this. I've actually talked to some students about that.
I think so.
What some people are feeling, and actually, to be fair, here at Fordham, I haven't seen much about the Israel-Palestine situation since in the fall semester, up until just very recently. This particular demonstration, which, according to what's on the tents inside, is actually in solidarity with the encampments at other institutions.
We're here right now outside of Fordham University Lincoln Center. I believe it's about 3 p.m. Fordham University students, myself included, set up the Gaza Solidarity Encampment at around 7 a.m. this morning. We laid out our demands. They're very simple. Number one, financial transparency. Number two, divestment from any and all entities related or complicit in Israeli apartheid. Number three, the university needs to call for a permanent ceasefire, an end to the occupation, and an end to the genocide. And our final demand is that Fordham University reinstate the Students for Justice in Palestine. You know, that's why we're here. Those are our demands. We find it absolutely unconscionable that a university is actively profiting off of the genocide of over 34,000 people. In fact, there's a part of the, we have something called a student-managed investment fund. And in that fund's quarterly report, there's a piece of that report that speaks to how the spikes in tension between Israel and Hamas can lead to potentials for profit. To me, to everyone here, that is unconscionable. It goes past complicity. it is an active sort of participation in genocide, and all of us here today as students, as faculty members, as, you know, community members, realize that my friends inside who have gotten suspended, realize that my friends inside who have been, you know, at the mercy of the threat of an NYPD raid virtually every hour, know that. I know that. I was in there facing the threat of an NYPD raid virtually every hour with an administration that was negotiating with us either not at all or completely in bad faith. That's why we have all of these people out here today, because they understand the severity of the scenario. They understand what this student movement means. They understand why we need to escalate for Gaza. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And what do you think about the media? They kind of focus on the campus protest itself, but not the reason why students are protesting.
Absolutely.
There's no mention of that.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on the media and their portrayal of these protests as being anti-Semitic?
So I'll answer the first part first. I think it's really, really critical that we sort of center what the demands of our student protesters are. I think it's an absolute disservice to them and all of the risks that they, that we are taking, to, you know, not center what we are asking for, which is a free Palestine by virtue of, you know, cutting all ties with the Israeli apartheid state. And I think that needs to be made clear first and foremost, that we do this in solidarity with the Palestinian people. We do this to sort of, with the hope of creating material change.